Chapter 3. All Wrapped Up in the Constitution. Like biblical literalists, Republicans assert that the Constitution is divinely inspired and inerrant. But also like biblical literalists, they are strangely selective about those portions of their favorite document that they care to heed, and they favor rewriting it when it stands in the way of their political agenda. If you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, given medical care, and so on. The only thing lacking is freedom. Attributed to Dwight D. Eisenhower. One may be forgiven for finding it strange that people who profess to revere the Constitution should so caustically denigrate the institution that is supposed to be the material expression of its principles. The Republican tactic of inducing public distrust of government is not only cynical, it is schizophrenic. Which is not to say that all aspects of the federal government are flawless, or that there should be no limit to its size or intrusiveness. But while the size of the federal government has been a subject of some deliberation recently, most Republican officeholders seem oddly uninterested in government intrusiveness. Few voiced concern about the effective repeal of Fourth Amendment protections against uncontrolled government surveillance, or of the weakening of habeas corpus and self-incrimination protections in the public hysteria following 9/11, or the fact that government-sanctioned torture emerged from the dark recesses of Dick Cheney's id to blot America's reputation worldwide. These unsavory developments would have horrified the Founding Fathers, but all Republicans, save for a few ineffectual dissenters, accepted them without a murmur. Should one object, they have a rote response, "Boo, the terrorists will get you." Whenever a momentary GOP hobby horse is not in the Constitution, however, Republicans of late have wanted to tinker with that supposedly perfect document. Recent years have seen constitutional amendment proposals for bans on flag burning and abortion, a federal definition of marriage, whatever happened to states' rights, and a